Committee on Rules will come to order. Representative Albright, do you have, did you have a minute to read the minutes?
Yeah. Madam Chair, I've reviewed the minutes and they would appear to be in order.
Okay. Representative Albright moves the minutes for May 11th, I'm sorry. And is there any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay.
No.
Motion prevails. I move the calendar for the day Thursday, May 14th, 2015. Is there any discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just looking at the calendar, so the LCCMR bill is not calendared, I see. Is that going to be taken up? Do we know it before we get adjourned here?
So, Representative Thiessen, the earliest that we could do that would be Friday. The Senate just passed it yesterday, so we could calendar it for Friday.
Okay. Thank you. And Madam Speaker, also just wondering about the pension bill, which I think they just passed yesterday, whether that's going to get calendared at all. I think it's sitting in state government finance right now.
So the earliest that that could be calendared is for Friday as well.
I'm not sure. It's in state government finance, and I think it has to go to Ways and Means. And
yes, that's correct.
So not Friday then. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I see there's three gaming bills on the agenda for Thursday. Are those all different bills? Can Representative Hoppe just run through them quick?
Representative Hoppe?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Thiessen, they are all different, and I believe at this stage of the game they're all non-controversial. I think one is the Sanders bill, one's Atkins, and one's, I don't remember. Which one? Swedzinski. Sorry. And I don't think there's anything terribly controversial. If there is, I'll find out and let you know, but I'm not aware that at this point I think the controversies have all been fixed, and it will make our charitable gaming friends happier. And I think one is the gambling control sort of policy bill.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to ask Representative Hoppe how the compromise is working out. Is it going to be in a bill or an amendment for I understand there's a bipartisan thing in works to try to sunset the expansion of gambling that has happened with the Minnesota Lottery, and then so that there's not a $12 million cost to the state. Is that considered controversial or not controversial? What
Representative Hoppe?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Bernardi, the answer to that is I don't know, but I will find out and tell you on the floor at, when are we coming back? At noon. I'm not sure. Maybe Representative Sanders could answer that or somebody else, but I will find out for you and have it when we get back on the floor.
Madam Chair, I'm getting some...
Representative Sanders, did you have a question for Representative Bernardi? Could you repeat the question, Representative Bernardi, for Representative Sanders?
Sure, I would be happy to. So my neighbor to the north. I was wondering about the compromise that's being put together. I understand it's bipartisan compromise to deal with, actually, instead of just cutting it off this year, sunsetting the ability of the lottery to be doing the things that they put in place without coming to the legislature, and then to make sure that in the future they come to the legislature. How is that working out? Is that controversial? Is it going to pass? And how is that going to be coming before us?
Representative Sanders?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Bernardi, that compromise is not being worked out with or through the bill author, myself, so I do see that amendment as controversial. And I think that the original language should stand, and hopefully that the House will take that position. And it, again, this was a language that came off the House floor, and I think it had maybe two no votes on the Commerce Committee report last year. So the bill that I have up was non-controversial and had great support from the House, and we'll hope to see the same thing tomorrow.
Representative Bernardi?
Right, yeah, Madam Chair. I just wanted to, if people aren't aware of the issue, the state of Minnesota, because of ending its contracts with the vendors and being breach of contract, I believe, it could cost the state around $12 million. So that's where I think people are trying to come up with a compromise to prevent that kind of impact on the state's budget.
Are there any, is there any other discussion on the calendar for the day, Thursday, May 14th? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
Can you find out?
Motion prevails. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. With that, the meeting is adjourned.